Please do not resent us for giving you this information about how much God loves you. We love your soul, and we want to tell you, if you have never been born again, you are on your journey to a place where you will burn forever and ever. You see, God commanded Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge, for in that day he would die. And the Lord commandeth the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Adam ate of the tree of knowledge, and on that day he died spiritually. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You are in the same lost condition, if you have never been born again, to continue in this lost condition until death takes you from this world, condemns you to a lake of fire. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the book of Revelation. Jesus loves you. He loved you even before you were born into this world. But God commended his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The love of God for you is greater than all understanding. He prepared a way of salvation to keep you from this lake of fire. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus died upon a cross and shed his blood so that you could be saved. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Jesus paid it all. Salvation is waiting for everyone who will receive Jesus as their Savior. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Listen to God's word, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth of the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, will you bow your head and call on Jesus to save your soul? The decision is yours. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost is not good enough. Almost will send you to hell. Call upon Jesus today to save your soul. This was written by Thomas W. Davis. Founded and directed by Walter Paul Crafton. Gospel Tract Ministries. Narrated by David Campbell from Fish the Net from ArcWebs Ministries. If you would like further information or we could be of help to you, please email David at david@fishthee.net or come to our website at www.fishthee.net.